New season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
Barrow, a high fly ball to right, chasing Hall back to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Boston Barrow with his first Cyclones home run, and it goes all the way out to right field.
Reimer swings and hits it on the ground, fair ball, down the left field line. One run in to score, De Los Santos scores. That ball took a weird hop off the sidewall. Here comes Barrow for the plate. He slides safely. Jacob Reimer clears the bases. It's a three-run double for Reimer.
This one hit in the air to left. Back into his right, Serrano leaping at the fence, and he took away another extra base hit. Eli Serrano the third, for the second time in as many games, goes airborne to take away extra bases from Hudson Valley.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for some Friday Night Lights. It's Brooklyn Cyclones baseball right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, game number 4 out of a 6-game set between the Mets and Orioles, High A affiliates, the Brooklyn Cyclones, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Thanks so much for stopping by alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz, and as we come on the air to you on this Friday evening, we can tell you that the resumption of yesterday's suspended game for the Greensboro Grasshoppers has not gone their way. Grasshoppers dropping the first of two games they'll play today. So what does that mean? That means, as things stand right now, the Brooklyn Cyclones are in first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. They are 33-15. Greensboro now 32-15, a half game up. So that is the backdrop as we get ready to roll on this Friday night, and Brooklyn coming into this Friday night with now 10 straight home victories. Their 19 home wins are the most at the high A level this year, and the Cyclones kept the line moving in the right direction yesterday, thanks in large part to a stellar performance from one Jonathan Santucci, who followed up Frankie Montas, who made his second big league rehab outing with the Cyclones. And Santucci took it not the rest of the way, but almost the rest of the way. Santucci, 5 1/3 innings of relief work, did not give up a run, only gave up 2 hits en route to picking up the win, walked just 2, struck out 6, and Justin, needless to say for Santucci, who had that rough April, May has been sparkling for the lefty, to say the least.
No, Santucci has really turned a corner, and we talked a little bit about it the first start of this three-start stretch when Santucci found himself in a second-inning pickle against Winston-Salem. Bases loaded, 2 out, and after he got a strikeout to end the inning, or I believe actually was a fielder's choice to end the inning, sort of looked at each other and said, if Santucci turns his season around, we're going to look back at this inning as the turning point of the season, and it certainly has been for Santucci. Just 1 run allowed in his last 15 and a third inning, 17 strikeouts in that stretch, just 6 hits allowed as well. He has truly been phenomenal and really coming into form the way the Mets had hoped he would over the course of these last couple of weeks. And this Brooklyn starting pitching staff has provided so much for the Cyclones so far this season. Adding Santucci, turning a corner, just makes it an even richer group out there on the bump as Nate Dome will try and follow up what Montas and Santucci did today.
Yeah, last 3 for Santucci. He's gone 15 1/3. The ERA over that span, under 1, 0.59, only the 1 run allowed during those last 3 outings. And you look at the ERA on the whole, which was certainly ballooned after his first couple of starts. He's seen that ERA shrink by over 3 full runs over the course of his last 3 outings. Has dropped from 814 to 495. So he certainly has found his form and will hope to continue that into the early stages of the summer. You mentioned it, Justin. Nate Dome taking the ball for Brooklyn today. He will make what will be his 3rd start for the Cyclones since getting promoted from single A St. Lucie. Of course, the Mets 3rd rounder a year ago. So we had a 2024 second rounder in Santucci dominate and shove yesterday. And now Dome will try to keep things moving in the right direction. For Dome, someone who's only thrown 5 2/3 innings through his first 2 starts with Brooklyn, did pitch in the second game of a doubleheader last week down in Jersey Shore, went 2 2/3, only gave up 1 run, and walked just 1 with 3 strikeouts and 3 hits, taking no decision in that contest. In fact, Dome has not been the pitcher of record on either side through either of his first 2 starts with the Cyclones. So we will see what the Mississippi State product has in store on a dreary Friday night. Right now there is some fog to tell you about. Thankfully, not really settling all too much on the outfield, but certainly on the periphery of Maimonides Park. You look at that parachute jump beyond the right field wall, and it's very difficult to make out the top of it. Similar narrative going down Surf Avenue. Tough to make out the top of some of the apartment buildings. So we'll see how that fog sort of, if it dissipates, if it lingers, what have you, and if any precipitation enters its way into the fold tonight as well. I know the Mets have already canceled their fireworks show that was supposed to be post-game, so it certainly has the potential to be a little bit of a yucky night here on this Friday. But as it stands right now, we're ready to rock and roll for some baseball between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Should tell you, by the way, that with that win yesterday, Brooklyn at the very least a series split. Cyclones will still remain technically undefeated, say undefeated in series, of course, no series losses, couple of series ties in there. But for Brooklyn, they cannot finish with the series loss this week after taking 3 of the first 6. They win any of these last 3, and it will be another series victory. And Justin, you figure, okay, that really starts at the top, right? Yes, Brooklyn has had some outstanding individual performers throughout the course of the year. But from a managing standpoint, Gilbert Gomez and this coaching staff doing an outstanding job, not really letting 1 loss turn to 2, not letting 2 turn to 3, and so on.
Yeah, no, that has been the calling card for this Brooklyn team all year long, is not letting what happened last night really carry over or seep through into the following day, whether that be good or bad. And this just a Brooklyn team that comes in with a positive mindset every single day, and that has translated to a lot of wins so far this season. And not only as Brooklyn won 10 straight home games, have the best home record in the South Atlantic League, have had that streak without losing series dating back to last August. But with the win last night and Greensboro losing a suspended game from yesterday, earlier today, Brooklyn enters this ballgame alone in first place, a half game up on Greensboro in the North Division. Obviously, Brooklyn needs to win tonight to make sure they stay by themselves atop the North Division, but says a lot to what this Brooklyn team has done so far this season, 33-15, 18 games over 500, and a chance to continue their winning ways here tonight.
And 18 games remaining in that first half, approaching the finish line for the first half, so technically the halfway point, but for the purposes of this postseason chase, we'll call it approaching the finish line of that first half as we get deeper and deeper into the month of May. We'll step aside for a short break here on the pregame show when we come back, give you a check of tonight's starting lineups for both the visiting Ironbirds and, of course, the home Cyclones. All that and more right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com. And we welcome you back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen here on a Friday night, ready to ring in the back half of this six-game set. Games 4, 5, and 6 on tap this weekend from Brooklyn. Cyclones have captured the first three. They'll look to make it 4 in a row here tonight with Nate Dome on the mound. Time now for tonight's starting lineups, brought to you as always by our friends over at the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First, for the visiting Ironbirds, led by their skipper Ryan Gaul, 19-29, the Aberdeen record, 10 games under 500. They find themselves in a tie with Wilmington for fourth place in the North Division. Here's the nine for Aberdeen tonight. Austin Overn, the leadoff man, playing center field. Leandro Arias is in the two spot. He's the shortstop. Ethan Anderson after him. Anderson catching tonight. Vance Honeycutt out in right field will clean up. Jake Cunningham, the designated hitter for the Ironbirds. He is in the five hole. Jalen Vasquez, the left fielder, does bat sixth. Anderson De Los Santos at third. He'll hit seventh. Anudis Mordaunt is at first base batting eighth. And then Ryan Stafford at second base, already the third different position we've seen Stafford add through four games this week. Tonight, it is second base as he bats ninth. Worth noting, Griff O'Farrell, Aaron Estrada, both off tonight. They have been two of the regulars towards the top of the Aberdeen lineup, but they are not in it tonight. On the mound for Aberdeen on this Friday, Cohen Aiken. Numbers for the right-hander coming into play. He's kind of been all over the place, has Aiken, so far this season across different Baltimore affiliates. Started out with Single-A Delmarva. That's where he broke camp. Then a brief appearance with Aberdeen before he went up to Double-A Chesapeake for a little while. Now he's back here at Aberdeen. So he has been all over the place. But Aiken, the numbers with Aberdeen so far this year across three appearances, two starts, only 12 and a third innings, 1-2 record, 12 strikeouts, only two walks, and a 4.38 ERA. Now for the Cyclones at 33-15, first place in the North Division with the Greensboro loss on the resumption from yesterday's suspended game. This lineup, of course, pieced together by their skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Carson Benge, the leadoff man. He'll play center field. A.J. Ewing off today, so Benge does occupy that leadoff spot. Marco Vargas bumped up a couple of spots. Vargas in the two-hole. He will DH this evening. Jacob Reimer in his usual three spot. He is the third baseman. Jesus Baez playing short and batting fourth. Then Boston Barrow after him on the other side of the middle infield. Boston playing second base and hitting fifth. Chris Suero will catch and bat sixth. Starling Mercado at first base hitting seventh. Jeffrey De Los Santos out in left hits eighth. And Troy Schreffler, the nine batter, plays right field. Nate Dome ready to make his third Brooklyn start. Through two starts for Dome, 5 2/3, no record, three walks to seven strikeouts, seven hits allowed. That ERA a little bit up over six across a small sample size. So that's our backdrop. It is Brooklyn and Aberdeen on a gray, overcast Friday night from Maimonides Park. Both teams are on the field. That means it's time for the national anthem. We will step aside on the pregame show. And when we come back, Justin will have you for first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Don't go anywhere. Back in a moment.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Color guard leaving the field as we speak here at Maimonides Park. Hefty and Wynite here on Coney Island. Brave New York firefighters singing the national anthem just a few moments ago. As we get ready for baseball on a less than optimal weather-wise Friday night here in Brooklyn, New York. Right now, foggy skies here on Coney Island, but thankfully the fog not hovering low enough to prevent us from getting tonight's game underway here from Brooklyn. The Ironbirds trying to get back in the series. Brooklyn trying to secure a series victory with a W here tonight, trying to get to 19 games over 500. Nate Dome getting ready out there on the rubber. Quick run through the Aberdeen starting lineup for those of you that missed it with Johnny on the pregame show just a few moments ago. Top of the lineup for Aberdeen, Overn, Arias, and Anderson. Honeycutt, Cunningham, and Vasquez rounding out the middle of the order with De Los Santos, Mordan, and Stafford closing out the starting nine. Defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Carson Bench, Troy Schreffler Jr. Third and first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jesus Baez, Boston Barrow back in the lineup tonight. Starling Mercado over at first. And Chris Suero, the catcher behind home plate. On the mound for the Cyclones tonight, it is the right-hander Nate Dome. Dome standing at 6'4", 220 pounds, 22 years old from Zionsville, Indiana. Numbers for Dome so far this season, making his third high A start, has allowed four runs on seven hits in 5 2/3 innings with Brooklyn. Three walks, seven strikeouts, a 3.71 ERA overall this year between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. Dome, you look at the numbers from his last start, went a season low, 2 2/3 innings, but only allowed one run on three hits, a walk, and three Ks. Honestly, was surprised that Dome was limited to as few pitches as he threw, only tossed 53 pitches in game two of the doubleheader last Friday night. But Dome, top 30 prospect for the Mets, number 18 by MLB Pipeline, number 23 by Baseball America. And Dome trying to continue the trend of some really good pitching in this series for the Cyclones, as it is just about time to play ball on this Friday night. Right now, here on Coney Island, as Austin Overn makes his way to the plate to lead things off. Right now, 61 degrees on Coney Island. A little bit chillier than you'd normally expect for this time of year around these parts. And it is time for baseball here in Brooklyn. Overn is ready. So is Dome. Here is the windup, our first pitch of the night. It is a knee-high fastball at 92. And we are underway at 6:46 Eastern. Overn did not play last night. Was 0-for-3 with a walk, stole a base on Wednesday. And he takes outside the count even. One ball and one strike. Overn hitting at 217. Four homers, 13 RBI, 0-for-7 in the series. Dome's 1-1. And Overn takes a slider in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Overn started to heat up offensively as of late, hitting 288 over his last 15 games. Here's the 2-1, and that sails up and away at 94. Three balls and a strike on Overn. Third-round pick last year out of USC. Number 97 overall pick. The wind, the 3-1. He shows bunt, lays it down in front of the plate. Barehanded by Suero, spins and fires. Not in time. Overn legs it out. So Austin Overn with incredible speed flying up the first baseline. Wasn't a bad play by Suero. Might have been better off letting Dome field that baseball because the spin would not have been required to make the throw. But nonetheless, Overn legs out a bunt single to start the night.
Not a bad throw by Chris Suero whatsoever. If Overn was just a hair slower, Suero probably gets him. But that's why Overn dropped it down. He knows he has the wheels to leg out a hit like that.
Now it's Arias who shows bunt and pulls back, takes a called strike. Curveball on the inside corner. Arias hitting at 230 on the year. A homer, 19 RBI, a 642 OPS. Switch hitter from the left-hand side. One strike pitch and a pitch out up and away. And over, not going anywhere. It's a ball and a strike. Arias 0 for 3 last night with a walk. He's 2 for 8 so far in this series. One of the 10 youngest players in this league on opening day. Just 20 years old, won't turn 21 until next February. The 1-1, runner starts and stops. Another pitch up and away, a curveball that never curved. And Arias ahead, 2-1. Arias, number 18, Orioles prospect by Baseball America, number 21, by MLB Pipeline. Third baseman Reimer even with the bag, the 2-1. And Arias late on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Dome started the year at Single-A St. Lucie, joined Brooklyn on May the 12th. Mets third-round pick last year out of Mississippi State. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider in the dirt. Strike three. Good pitch there by Dome. Got Arias to chase. There's his first strikeout of the night. One away here in the top half of the first inning. It's been a Brooklyn team that has racked up the strikeouts in droves this week. And 15 or 16, I think it was, in the afternoon game on Wednesday. Now it's Ethan Anderson getting a start behind the plate tonight for Aberdeen. First pitch to him. Fastball high for ball one.
Yeah, Dome himself no stranger to picking up the K's with St. Lucie 34 over 28 innings and change. 7 over his first 5 2/3. Now 8 here at the high A level.
1-0, there goes over and pitches down. Suero lost it on the transfer and so no play at second. So 2-0 the count now on Anderson as Overn steals second. That's his 15th stolen bag of the year. And the Ironbirds, a man in scoring position and one out. Aberdeen has scored multiple runs in the first inning each of the last two games. Problem is those leads have not held up. Actually scored 3 runs in the second inning on Wednesday. Scored 2 in the first inning yesterday. Nonetheless, they have scored early as the fog starting to pick up a bit here. As a curveball clips the outside corner, it's 2-1. This might be, Johnny and I now about 2.5 seasons in here on Coney Island, this might be the foggiest game we have seen in our time here.
I would concur.
Anderson hitting at 244, the 2-1. And this one popped a mile high. They're going to put that fog to the test early. Suero, first base side, trying to find it. Mercado is down. He saw it the whole way. He'll make the catch halfway down the first base line for out number 2. Well, good teamwork between Suero and Mercado. Looked like Suero had a real tough time picking up that baseball, while Mercado was able to spot it well. So a big out number 2 there. Runner stays put at second base for Vance Honeycutt. 2 hits last night, including a double and a run scored. Trying to deliver the lead here early. First pitch, slider clips the outer half, 0-1. Honeycutt hitting at 209, 2 homers, 11 RBI, 668 OPS, but 3 for 11 in this series. The 0-1. And Honeycutt, another pop-up off the end of the bat. Foul ground, first base side. Suero coming in, makes the two-handed catch. A little bit away from his body, down by his waist. And Suero and Mercado able to fight the fog, make the plays, and end the inning. So Aberdeen gets the leadoff man on. Can't do anything with it. No runs, 1 hit, 1 left at the end of half an inning. Aberdeen nothing. Here comes Brooklyn. on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cohen Aiken on the mound for the Ironbirds here tonight. 6'2", 210-pound righty. 23 years old from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. You saw the sights right here on Coney Island. Top one of those pyres beyond the center field wall. And that is how foggy it is here at the ballpark today. Can't make out the coastline out beyond the right field fence right now. You can't see the top of the parachute jump. Can't see the top of the Cyclone down the left field line. Can barely make out the very tippy top of the Thunderbolt roller coaster just beyond the center field wall. But Carson Benj will lead off here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch coming from Aiken. And Benj takes a called strike. Fastball in at 90. It is 0-1.
Take it a step further. You can barely see beyond the fourth or fifth floor, maybe, for so many of the apartment buildings lining Surf Ave.
One strike pitch misses down and away. Count evens 1-1. Benj hitting at 305. Four homers, 26 batted in. 940 OPS. That is third best in the league. Second in the league in runs scored as well. The 1-1. There is a backdoor slider for a strike. 1-2 now on Benj. 1-for-4 yesterday. Stole a base, scored a run. But just 1-for-11 in this series. Aikens 1-2. And Benj a chopper third base side. That going to stay foul. Gomez trying to will it fair. But it will remain one ball and two strikes on Carson Benj. Numbers for Cohen Aiken. He has bounced around a bit this year. Has played at single A, high A, double A in the Orioles organization. This is fourth appearance and third start with Aberdeen. 10 runs, 6 earned. 13 hits, 12 and a third innings. 2 walks to 12 Ks. The 1-2. And Benj, a big bouncing ball towards third. Coming on De Los Santos, fires across. And Benj retired for out number one. Let's take a look at Aberdeen defensively here tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jalen Vasquez, Austin Overn, and Vance Honeycutt. Third to first around the infield, Anderson De Los Santos, Leandro Arias, Ryan Stafford, and Anudis Mordan with Ethan Anderson, the catcher behind the plate. Brings up Marco Vargas. And a game-tying two-run single in the first inning yesterday. And he takes a slider on the outside edge, 0-1. Numbers for Vargas so far this season. Hitting .297 overall, .238 with Brooklyn in 23 games. 16 RBI with the Cyclones, the 0-1. Change up down and away. Count evens a ball and a strike. But Aiken last time out. Now is game two of a doubleheader on Saturday at home against Wilmington. On a season low, 2 2/3 innings, the 1-1 pitch, high, 2 balls and a strike. Gave up a season-high 5 runs, a season-high tying 3 earned on 4 hits. Walked only 1, struck out 5. Aikens 2-1, and Vargas serves one in the air to left, sending Vasquez back, turns around in front of the warning track, makes the catch. And Vargas retired for out number two. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer for the first time tonight. Reimer, 2 for 4 last night, scored 3 times, also stole a bag. 4 for 11 in this series, hitting at .323, 7 homers, 34 RBI, a league pass .993 OPS. Aiken works exclusively from the stretch. Now the pitch, cutter down and away for ball one. Aiken, though, broke camp with single-A Delmarva. Made 3 relief appearances there, then joined Aberdeen on April the 23rd. So shortly after the first meeting between these two teams subsided. 1-0 off the plate inside. Then joined double-A Chesapeake. Made a couple of appearances up in the Eastern League before coming back to Aberdeen on May the 13th. Getting a tour of the DMV area is Aiken, as they're a strike slider away. It is 2-1. Aiken, a 14th round pick of the Orioles last year out of NAIA Lindsey Wilson College in Columbia, Kentucky. The 2-1 on the inside corner, another slider, 2-2. Started his college career at Big Bend Community College in Moses Lake, Washington. Aiken has traveled all around, the Calgary native. 2-2 pitch, and Reimer rolls it foul towards the third base dugout. Base is empty, 2 out. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless. A look at Ryan Gall, the Ironbird manager, standing on the top step of the dugout. 2-2. Bounces a changeup. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes on Jacob. Reimer entering play today, leading the league in runs, OPS, extra base hits, hits, and doubles. Second in batting average, total bases, slugging, and RBI. Hard to have a better start to the season than Reimer has. The early favorite for South Atlantic League MVP this year is time called at home.
I think the better way to frame it almost is, what's a stat that he's not leading or second place in the league in? Not many.
Payoff pitch. Outside, ball 4. So Reimer on base for the 8th consecutive game. And he is the first base runner tonight for Brooklyn. 1 on and 2 out. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Jesus Baez.
Underrated part of Reimer's game, too. Obviously someone who can do some serious damage with the bat, but he has displayed a keen eye at the plate as well. Not helping out Aiken one bit there.
22nd walk of the year for Reimer. Entered play today, 7th in the league and on base percentage. Now it's Baez. First pitch to him in the dirt. Gets away from Anderson on a hop. And Reimer will easily advance to second base on a wild pitch. So Brooklyn quickly gets that runner into scoring position. Well, Baez hitting at .281, 5 home runs, 26 runs batted in with Brooklyn. 1 for 3 last night. Walked, struck out a couple of times. Just 1 for 7 in the series, though. After winning League Player of the Week last week, the 1-0. On the outside corner to even the count. Baez has had a marvelous month of May. 23 games, hitting at .355, an OPS over 1,000. The 1-1, and Baez taps it off the plate, 1-2. Baez has reached in 21 straight games coming into play tonight, dating back to May the 3rd. Hitting .368 in that span. Wags that bat behind his head as Aiken waits for the sign. And now time called by Baez. Top of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless. Cyclones a runner at 2nd and 2 out. Aiken's 1-2, and Baez pulls this one behind the third base bag and past the glove of De Los Santos into the left field corner. It's off the sidewall and into straightaway left. Scoring is Reimer. It's an RBI double for Jesus Baez. And he continues his on-base streak. It's now 22 straight. 1-0 Cyclones in the first.
Yet another two-out rally for Brooklyn as well. No stranger to doing that this week. And Reimer and Baez going to work to provide some early offense.
A hot shot, 98-mile-an-hour ground ball past the third base bag. De Los Santos tried to make a backhand stop, but had his glove up too high, skirted underneath it. And Baez continues to mash, the league leader in RBI this month, adding to that total. On the first pitch to Boston, Barrow is taken down and in for ball one. Baez, 23 of his 27 RBI this year have come in this month. 1-0. Barrow softly hit on the ground a second. Coming on Stafford, bobbles underhand flip, throws it away all the way to the first base dugout. And Baez going to round third and score. Orion Stafford plays a little bit of everywhere for the Ironbirds. In this situation, couldn't quite make the play coming in from second base, his first start there this week. And an E4 makes it 2-0. And now the pitching coach, Jeremy Heilman, out of the dugout to have a talk with the right-hander. Started so promisingly, bases empty, two out. But a walk, a double, an error. Mixed in with a wild pitch, and Brooklyn has a two-run advantage. Barrow staying put at second base on that error by Stafford. So Brooklyn has a 2-0 advantage. And now Chris Suero at the plate is aching up at 22 pitches in the inning now. And time called. Not sure what that hand signal was from the home plate umpire tonight. That is David Sabal. Larry Pettis on the bases. So now here is Suero, and a spin, a throwback to first, and Barrow back standing up. Runner goes, that pitch is high, throw down to second base, not in time. It'll be a stolen base there for Boston Barrow as Chris Suero has a 1-0 count. The Cyclones, another runner in scoring position here. We apologize for some audio issues there here at the start. Hopefully getting that ironed out here. A 1-0. Suero takes inside. Two balls and no strikes on the Brooklyn catcher. 2-0 Cyclones here in the opening inning. Trying to add to it, all two runs have been scored with two outs. This is down and away, 3-0 now on Suero. Hitting at 237, 7 homers, 29 RBI. Did not have a hit yesterday, but drove in a pair with a sack fly and a bases loaded walk. 3-for-9 in the series. Righty's 3-0 off the outside corner, ball four. So Aiken issues his second walk of the inning. So now it's a Starling Mercado. And Macon spins and bluffs a throw back to second base. Mercado had off yesterday, 1-for-4, had a two-run base hit on Wednesday, hitting at 338, two homers, 17 RBI, 914 OPS. First pitch to Mercado. And Aiken fires a fastball strike, 0-1. Right-hander up and throwing already in Aberdeen's bullpen with Aiken up near 30 pitches. It's an Iron Bird bullpen that has already been taxed in this series. Runners dance the one strike pitch. And Mercado looks at a changeup on the outside corner. It's 0-2.
And let's not forget, Aiken had Jacob Reimer, who started this two-out rally, on a two-strike count before he was eventually walked. And since then, double error and another walk to really balloon the inning for him.
Mercado's reached in nine straight. A hit in his last four. Aiken's 29th pitch of the inning upcoming. Here it is. Breaking ball at the knees, strike three called, throws him with a slider. So Aiken picks up the strikeout. That's his first of the night. But Brooklyn's two-out rally does the trick. Cyclones pick up two runs, one hit, one error, and two men left. At the end of one, 2-0 Brooklyn on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef or a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn, a 2-0 lead on Aberdeen in game four of this six-game series. First big giveaway night of the season coming up tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock first pitch. And the first 2,500 fans through the gates when they open at 5 o'clock. Going to get a Kodai Senga Ghost bobblehead as part of halfway to Halloween night. Tickets still available. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com or call the box office. Jay Cunningham, Jalen Vasquez, Anderson De Los Santos, three scheduled to bat in the inning for Aberdeen as they now behind 2-0 in the early innings today. First pitch to Cunningham is a slider that doesn't slide inside. 1-0. Cunningham hitting at 204. Two home runs, 15 RBI. 0-for-2 last night, a couple of walks, 1-for-10 in the series. As he swings through the slider in, evens up a ball and a strike. Foggy Friday night here on Coney Island. Certainly not the kind of weather you'd expect on the tail end of May. As Cunningham bounces one up the middle, Baez coming in. Sidearm throw to first in time. And Cunningham retired for out number one in the inning. That'll bring up Jalen Vasquez. A foggy night here in Brooklyn, obscuring the coastline here at the ballpark, the top of the parachute jump. Right now, 64 degrees. The real feel has it in the upper 50s. Feels more like opening day than it does the tail end of the season's first half. So now here is Vasquez. Made the start on Wednesday before getting pinch hit for in the eighth. First pitch, the lefty batter cut on and missed. He's behind 0-1. Brooklyn wearing those City Connect-style alternates today. Blue jerseys with white, orange, and blue up by the shoulders. showing off the Brooklyn and New York City skyline as Vasquez takes a strike. He's behind 0-2. Brooklyn in orange script across the chest, white numerals front and back, and orange border. Blue cap, blue bill with the orange interlocking BK logo as Vasquez serves one towards Surf Avenue. And it remains at no balls and two strikes. Vasquez hitting at 230, a homer, 10 RBI. Was 0 for 3 on Wednesday. The 0-2 from Dome. This is up and away at 94. 1-2 now on Vasquez. 4 for 23 at the plate since coming back from a cameo at Double A Chesapeake. 1-2 from Dome. Ben lays off the fastball up and away. Two balls and two strikes on Vasquez. South Carolina native. Over 20th round pick of the Orioles a couple of years ago. Second season with Aberdeen, the 2-2. And from 0-2 to 3-2 as the slider darts down and in. The payoff pitch. And Vasquez fouls it back. This one out of play remains at 3-2. Dome, the tall right-hander, didn't pitch after the draft last year. Mentioned Mets third-round pick. Dealt with a forearm strain last year in the SEC. Missed most the second half of the season, March and April, with that forearm strain. That also might be why the Mets have been very careful with his innings count to start. The payoff pitch. On the outside, corner strike three called. Vasquez tossed the bat aside, thought for sure it was ball four, but instead he's rung up by David Zabal, and that's the second out of the second inning.
Well, it certainly appeared to be the right call. Dome just painted it on that outside corner. Vasquez evidently not a fan, but for Dome, picks up his second strikeout of the evening. First backward K.
So that'll bring up Anderson De Los Santos. First pitch to him, a fastball up and in by the chin. That one came in at 94. 1-0 on De Los Santos. Makes his third start in this series. Came off the bench on Wednesday, 0 for 4 last night. The pitch shows bunt, pops it up third base side. And this one, I thought it was going to hit Anudis Mordaunt in the on-deck circle. A little bit too far away from him, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. De Los Santos, three homers, 15 RBIs, a 694 OPS. Hitless in this series, 0 for 6 with three walks. Bases empty, two out. Here in the top of the second inning. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. It's time called in home plate by De Los Santos, who has heated up as of late. 286 average, 852 OPS over his last 16. Hit a long foul ball last night. That went foul by a matter of inches, the 1-1. Bounces in, two balls and a strike now. Dome starting his college career at Ball State in his home state of Indiana. 2-1, fouled back towards us and just to the right of our audio-visual room. And the count 2-2. Last night, our high home camera operator, Joe, had to hightail it out of the way a couple of times on a pair of foul balls. Wayne tonight operating high home. Had a little more space to work with. 2-2, and De Los Santos funnels one in the left center field. That going to get down for a base hit. Cut off by Bench and fired it. So De Los Santos has his first hit of the series. The Ironbirds have one on and two out, trying to match Brooklyn's two-out rally in the first with a two-out rally of their own as here comes Anudis Mordaunt.
Dome gave him a high heater. De Los Santos attacked 95 up in the zone. Might have even been outside the zone a little bit too high, but De Los Santos did not mind. Right in the sweet spot for him for a two-out base now.
So here is Morton, righty batter with an open stance. First pitch to him. There's a breaking ball that misses high. And the count 1-0, Morton. Turn 21 next month from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 pitch outside at 91. Two balls and no strikes. Morton just 16 for 96 at the plate this year. That's a 167 average. Two homers, 12 RBIs. Just 1-for-3 with a two-run single on Wednesday. 2-0. Swing and a miss at the high heat. Count 2-1 on the Aberdeen first baseman. Former Little League teammate of Samuel Basayo. Top prospect in the Orioles organization. Played with him at the tail end of 23 as this one hit in the air to right. Racing to his left is Schreffler Jr. in the fog. Reaches out. He can't make the catch. Off his glove and ricocheting into Brooklyn's bullpen. Don't know how much the weather had a factor on that play. Had a long way to run to his left. And so the count evens up at 2-2.
Yeah, well, that right field, right center field area certainly appears to be where the worst of it has kind of built up. So Schreffler started his run where it was very foggy. By the time he got to the finish spot, certainly dissipates a little bit, but still much easier said than done to make a play in those conditions.
Dome rests his glove on the front left-hand side of his chest. The right-hander is 2-2. The slider in the dirt. And the count full, 3-2. And that'll release De Los Santos from first with two out. The number 9 hitter Ryan Stafford waiting on deck. Fog continuing to roll in. Payoff pitch. There goes the runner. That down and away, ball 4. So a two-out walk allowed by Dome. Back-to-back two-out base runners for Aberdeen. And now they have the tying runs on with two out for Ryan Stafford as Chris Suero out to the mound to have a talk.
And that pitch count elevating for Nate. Next one will be number 39 on the evening for him. Already a couple of hits against him. That walk is first free pass allowed, though. So it's not as if the control has been a crazy issue. Just evidently requiring a decent amount of pitches to get the outs that he has picked up. And now Aberdeen going to check on the runner, De Los Santos, over at second base.
Yeah, didn't see anything that happened there with De Los Santos. He singled with two out, advancing to second on the walk. Ryan Gall is out there. So is a member of Aberdeen's training staff. I believe that is Tori Atencio, their head athletic trainer. Whatever the conversation was, it was brief. As everyone jogs off the field back towards the third base dugout. So two on and two out now brings up Ryan Stafford with an opportunity to tie the game or better. Hitting just 185 on the year, 22 for 119, 16 runs batted in, was 1-for-4 last night, 3-for-11 in the series. First pitch from Dome as a fastball high, and the count 1-0. Stafford, fifth round pick last year out of Cal Poly. Fog continuing to creep closer to home plate. The pitch. Curveball on the outside corner, and it's even at 1. See the hue of the lights ricocheting off the fog. And stare up towards those light stanchions in the outfield. As Dome steps off and looks the runner back. sort of the product of playing so close to the Atlantic Ocean. You get that fog rolling off the water. Packed at a game earlier this season. The 1-1 pitch, and this one uncorked, foul into the first base dugout and back out. Count 1-2, and that's because Joe, our camera operator on the high home camera yesterday, is down in the first base camera well today. Clearly the ball magnet of Joe just continuing to follow him around the diamond. So 1-2 on Stafford. Dome a strike away from getting out of trouble. Here's the pitch. And this one line towards short. Diving catch by Baez to his right to end the inning. Oh, what a play by Jesus Baez to take away a base hit and presumably an RBI from Ryan Stafford. No runs, one hit, two men left at the end of one and a half. Still a 2-0 Brooklyn lead on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Cohen Aiken back to the mound. Brooklyn in a 2-0 advantage. Jesus Baez, an RBI double, and error by the second baseman Stafford. So here is Jeffrey De Los Santos to lead off. And the first pitch to him is outside for ball one. There's a strike on the outside corner and the count evens up. One ball and one strike on Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey hitting at 169 with Brooklyn. 14 for 83, four homers, 11 RBI. As a changeup waved at and missed in the count 1-2. Jeffrey 0 for 4 in the game last night. That his first start of the series, just 1 for his last 21. As time calls at home plate. A happy birthday to Jeffrey as well, celebrating his 22nd birthday here this evening. The pitch inside and low. Two balls and two strikes. One of a handful of Brooklyn birthdays this month. Marco Vargas, Eli Serrano III also celebrating their birthdays. Now, same age as the number on the back of that blue uniform. A 1-2 from Aiken. And De Los Santos pops one out towards short. Third baseman De Los Santos waved off by the shortstop. Arias coming in. And no make the catch for the first down here in the second inning. One up, one down. That'll bring up Troy Trepler Jr. So here is Trepler. 7 for 32 at the plate with Brooklyn this season. Two extra base hits and four RBI. 2 for 4 yesterday. First pitch to him outside. 1-0 the count. Aberdeen today wearing the gray alternates with blue sleeves. Aberdeen in orange script across the chest, orange numerals front and back. 1-0. And Schreffler fouls this one to the first base. Concourse count evens up. Blue cap, blue bill. That orange swooping A with the Jetbird logo through the middle. Troy has swung a good bat since coming off the development list last week. The pitch. This is a chopper off his foot before rolling foul. 1-2 now the count on him. Schreffler 6-for-17 at the plate. With four RBIs, it's coming back. And game one of the doubleheader last Friday. Akins 1-2. And Schreffler swings late. Heads up in the Brooklyn dugout. Body scattering. I think everybody's all right. But everybody looking into that first base dugout to make sure. Looks like, and that's Boston Barrow has the baseball. Standing towards the home plate entrance and exit to the dugout. Had a scary scene there on that sharp foul ball by Schreffler. 1-2 again. And this time he chases the slider down and away for strike three. So Cohen Aiken retires the first two batters for the second straight inning. That is second strikeout. And bases empty, two out. Back to the top of the lineup in Carson Bench, who grounded out to third his first time. Righty's first pitch to Bench, and he hops out of the way of a fastball. And the count 1-0 on Carson. Aberdeen's had his number so far this season. You consider how well Bench has played. Just 5-for-35, including tonight in games against the Ironbirds. As a slider in there called strike one. Bench still scattered amongst the league leaderboards. Fantastic start to his first pro season as this hit on the ground left side. Backhanded to his right by the shortstop, Arias, but his throw on the move, not in time. Carson Bench legs out an infield single. And once again, Brooklyn gets a two-out base runner here against Cohen Aiken. One on, two out now for Marco Vargas.
And Aiken thinking, oh no, here we go again. It was a two-out walk to Reimer last time that allowed Brooklyn to eventually play two. And a dangerous part of the lineup up. You get Vargas here, Reimer on deck, Baez after him. 2-3-4, Aiken needing to bear down and get it out.
Vargas flied out to left his first time up. He takes a call at strike 0-1. Vargas riding the longest on-base streak in minor league baseball. Has reached in 36 consecutive games. Every single game he's played since opening day. There goes the runner. One strike, pitch a strike. Throw down a second is not in time. Throw a little high there from Anderson. Count 1-1 on Vargas, or actually 0-2 on Vargas. But Bench picks up a stolen base, and Brooklyn now has a man in scoring position.
Already the third steal tonight between these two teams. They certainly look like the top two teams in the South Atlantic League by stolen bases.
Bench is 10th of the season. A two-strike pitch to Vargas. This one flared down the left field line, out of play. And it remains at 0-2 on Vargas. Native of Chihuahua, Mexico. Shortstop Arias holds on the runner. Big hole between him and the second baseman, Stafford. Two-strike pitch. Swing and a foul tip, and Vargas stays alive. Lakin already up over 45 pitches here tonight. Generally hovered around the low 70s as his high watermark this season. The 0-2. And Vargas pops it up behind third. Into foul ground goes De Los Santos, makes the two-handed grab. And the side retired. So Brooklyn gets a two-out base hit, but can't cash it in. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of two. 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third here on Coney Island, a foggy Friday night. Brooklyn, though, is striking early. They have a 2-0 lead. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen in the third as Johnny Gadamowicz takes over the play-by-play reins.
Brooklyn going for 11 straight home victories. Cyclones in front by a couple of runs as we go top three. Nate Doan back to work. And his first pitch of the third is a breaking ball strike to Austin Overn. Doan ahead. No balls and a strike. Overn, Arias, and Anderson. Three to bat here in this top half at the very least for Aberdeen. A one. That's in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Overn singled his first time up. Did proceed to steal second base. But could not advance any further than that as Dome retired the next three batters thereafter. Overn, the speedy lefty with the corners in. 1-1. And Overn slaps it in the air to left field. Moving back on it, De Los Santos. On to the warning track. He leaps. It's off the wall. Overn parks in at second, standing with a leadoff double. So after the bunt single from Overn in the top of the first, he hammers a baseball almost out of the ballpark. Not quite. Clanged off the advertisements in left center field just underneath the scoreboard. And Aberdeen a runner in scoring position here in this top of the third. So Dome will need to bear down here. That is the third hit he has surrendered so far tonight. And a dangerous part of this Ironbird lineup to the plate. Now the two-batter Leandro Arias. Switch hitter digs in from the left side, shows bunt, then pulls back, pitches low for a ball. Arias 0-for-1, struck out swinging his first time up. Dome a couple of strikeouts so far. Arias hitting a 230. With high A Aberdeen this year. 0-for-3 yesterday. Did draw a walk. 8 for his last 41 at the plate. Still young is Arias, just 20 years old. And a top 30 farmhand in the O's system, according to MLB Pipeline, at number 21. Corners remain in. Reimer at third, Mercado at first. Domes 1-0. And he showed bunt yet again, but pulled back. That time the pitch missing upstairs. And it's two balls and no strikes. For Arias last year. And in 2024, 94 games scattered across three levels, 20 of which came at Delmarva. He showed bunt again, throw down to the second. They try to backpick the runner who dove back head first. So the count 3-0. That ball actually trickled into center field. But Overn deciding to stay put at second base. As Baez was quick to it. But now Nate Doan needing to throw strikes here. 3-0 on the switch hitting Arias with Overn off of second. And nobody out here in this top of the third. Pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second base. Collected there by Barrow. Throws to first in time as Overn takes third base. So a productive out by Leandro Arias to move the runner over. And now Aberdeen, a deep fly ball away from shaving their deficit in half. Overn off of third, particularly with his wheels. Ethan Anderson up to the plate won't even need to hit a fly ball that deep to the outfield in order to plate the speedy Overn. Infield does come in, first pitch. And Anderson takes down and in. Count is 1-0. Does make sense that Overn can fly. Former wide receiver, was on the football team at USC before switching over to the diamond full time. So Anderson's responsibility now is to bring him in any which way he can. The Starling Mercado at first base, very far in, essentially even with the mound. 1-0, and Anderson takes in. 2 balls, no strikes. So some command issues here from Dome in this top half of the third. Hasn't necessarily reared its ugly head as far as the walks are concerned. But Nate right now just trying to throw strikes. 2-0 the count on the switch hitting Anderson. Here's the pitch. Up and away. They throw down to third, and Overn scampers back safely. Aggressive throw there by Suero. Second one of the inning. Tried to do it a couple of moments ago at second. More manageable situation at third. But Overn saw it coming and got back in time. Now another 3-0 count here. See if Anderson gets the green light with the runner on third. Dome from the set. Pitch. Breaking ball strike, and the count is 3-1. That time gave him a breaking ball that sat at the bottom of the zone. And the count 3-1 on Anderson. Coming off a multi-hit day yesterday is the catcher. Drove in one of the two Aberdeen runs. Skies this 3-1 in the air, right into the fog. Right field, Schreffler moving in and reaches up to make the catch. It's a shallow fly ball. Schreffler, a good throw home. Overn did not try to test him. So it's not deep enough to plate the runner. You credit Schreffler there not only for fighting the fog to make the play, but then releasing a cannon towards home plate. And Overn, who wasn't going, he recognized that ball was not very deep whatsoever. Two gone, and now Dome can get out of this thing. Remember, the leadoff double from Overn. Since then, a ground ball to get him over to third, and then the pop up to right field for the second out. So now it falls to Vance Honeycutt. Much like Anderson before him, Honeycutt the multi-hit affair yesterday. Corners in, middle infield back, first pitch, and Honeycutt takes a strike at 93 on the gun. Count is nothing and one. Dome, of course, out of Mississippi State, number 82 overall pick in last summer's draft. Here goes four-seam, two-seam, slider, curve, change. Pitch there, misses inside. 1 ball and 1 strike to the righty, swinging Honeycutt. Dome has already thrown more innings this year than he has in all of college last year. Did deal with injury during his campaign at Mississippi State. The pitch escapes. Suero pops up, and he grabs it and applies the tag. Well, that was a weird sequence. Overn took off for the plate. He thought that ball was going to get behind Suero, but somehow it sort of popped up in the air after it skidded off the dirt. Then Suero himself, he just plucked it out of thin air and applied the tag to get Overn out at the plate and end the inning. So Dome does indeed wiggle his way out of it. Honeycutt will come to the plate to start the top of the fourth. To the bottom of the third we go, and a 2-0 Cyclone lead.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a post-game drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Carson Benj, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to Maimonides Park as we go bottom three. Cyclones a 2-0 lead on top of the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Johnny and Justin with you. Cyclones standing in the middle of the order to bat 3-4-5. Reimer, Baez, and Barrow. Here bottom three to face Cohen Aitken. Righty arm out for his third inning of work. Has given up two runs on two hits so far. And his first pitch of the third is a strike to the righty swinging Jacob Reimer. Count nothing and one. Reimer scored one of those two Brooklyn runs, both of which came to the bottom of the first. He walked and then later came around to score. Nothing and one from Aitken. And that's away. One ball and one strike to Reimer. Hitting at 323, up to that batting average a couple of ticks with his 2-for-4 day yesterday that saw him score not once, not twice, but thrice. 1-1, down and in. Two balls and one strike to Reimer. Aitken, a 14th round pick by the Orioles last year. Justin told you earlier, out of Lindsey Wilson, an NAIA school in Kentucky. Ready to deal a 2-1 pitch on the way. And Reimer takes a strike. Count is even at 2-2. Aitken consistently hitting 70 pitches per appearance as of late. That has been regardless of starting, relieving, what have you. As Reimer hits this 2-2 over the glove of a leaping shortstop, Arias, and into left field for a base hit. Well, Arias missed that baseball by a matter of inches. But Jacob Reimer aboard for the second time today after he walked in the first. And Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. Now here is Jesus Baez. One on and nobody out. Good piece of hitting by Reimer to put it right where he needed to. Just dunk it into left for a single. Now Baez, he doubled his first time up. And the first pitch to him, a strike that sizzles over at 90. And the count is nothing and one. Aitken always been a high strikeout guy, particularly was the case for him in college. Out of the stretch, set at his stomach. And a twist and a throw over to first. Reimer back standing. 341 strikeouts for the righty in 268 career collegiate innings. Nothing and one upcoming, and Baez slaps it on the ground to third. De Los Santos gets the lead runner at second. Return throw to first in time. 5-4-3, the double play. Just how you draw it up. De Los Santos to Stafford to Mordan. So Aitken catches a break. You go from one on, nobody out, to bases empty, two away. And now here is Boston Barrow. But for Aitken, there was always some thought, some desire to say, okay, could he do it against the cream of the crop bats? First pitch to Boston Barrow outside 1-0. Of course, spending the entirety of his career at the NAIA level. So what did he do? He went and tested himself against some of the best hitters in the country during summer ball. 1-0 upcoming to Barrow. And Boston takes low, two balls and no strikes. Went and pitched in the Northwoods League. Wooden Bat Collegiate Summer League in the Midwest. And the numbers translated over there, too. 2-0 to Boston. And Barrow shoots it foul out towards Surf Avenue. Count is 2-1. 40 innings of work for him that summer. Strikeout to walk ratio of 52-9. So it wasn't fool's gold. The stuff certainly there. And And Orioles pulled the trigger in the 14th round. 2-1 to Barrow, stays high. And a 3-1 hitter's count for the lefty swinging infielder. Boston reached on an error his last time up, proceeded to steal second base. Hitting a 217 this year. Pitch, breaking ball, drops in for a strike. And the count 3-2. Look at the last 17 games for Barrow, up near 300. Hitting a 286 OPS over 760 during that span. Payoff, and Barrow loops it into foul ground. Third base way, De Los Santos ranging over, and he collided into the sidewall, couldn't make the catch. Sort of awkwardly came at it. De Los Santos met the wall right as the ball did, but could not make the play as it skidded off the netting, and he took some awkward contact up against that sidewall beyond the third base dugout. So he will gingerly walk it off as he makes his way back to his post. Ahead of another 3-2 delivery to Barrow. Aiken dangles that right arm across his frame. Now comes set. Bases empty. Two gone. 3-2. Barrow takes up and away. Ball four. Boston aboard for the second time tonight. Yet another two-out base runner. Brooklyn has had their fair share of those tonight. Cyclones have left three on the bases through two. But that doesn't tell the full story. Two-out rally in the first. That's the difference in this ball game right now. Cyclones plating a pair all with two outs in that first inning. Chris Suero up. Barrow off first, two gone. Check over on the runner. He dives back safely head first. And Suero patiently awaiting the first pitch to him. Cyclones trying to improve to what would be 20-5 at home should they win today. First pitch to Suero, and he checks his swing. It's a strike. And the count, nothing and one. Chris 0 for 2 yesterday, but did drive in a pair. For Suero, 6 batted in over the course of his last 6 games. Another check on Barrow. That's the second throw over. So one more, he'll need to get him. And Starling Mercado would be next. 2-0 Brooklyn here, bottom three. Cyclones 2 runs on 3 hits. Oh, 1 to Suero. There goes Barrow. Suero skies it. Hooking, foul. Out of play. Down the right field line. Lands about 5 or 6 rows deep. Just shy of that Brooklyn bullpen, which, by the way, is starting to get loose.
Chandler Marsh up and throwing for the Cyclones.
So it'll be interesting to see if Nate Dome's day done. And they go to Marsh to start the top of the fourth, or if they are just getting him ready for whenever Dome's day does indeed draw to a close. Nothing at 2 on Suero here after he called time. Wearing his dark blue Brooklyn alternate jersey. Barrow dancing around off first. Oh, 2 on the way. Suero takes up and away. Throw down 2 first. And Barrow back safely standing. 1-2 on the righty swinging Bronx native. Suero, 87 games played at the high A level with Brooklyn last year. 1-2. Suero takes outside on a check swing. Did go. Chris didn't think so. I didn't think so. But they do check on appeal. And Larry Pettis, the base umpire, says yes, he did go around. Who didn't have a great angle. He was playing up the middle with the runner on first base, the umpire was. But the inning is over on the strikeout. Strikeout number 3 for Aiken on the night so far as we go to the fourth. 2-0 Brooklyn right here on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well, all the Pride Night giveaways, in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Nate Doan back to work as we go top four here from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn in the driver's seat by a pair. Cyclones 2, Ironbirds nothing. Gilbert Gomez's squad trying to make it 4-for-4 to start this week's series against the Orioles affiliate. Aberdeen will send 4-5-6 to the plate here in this top of the fourth. Honeycutt, Cunningham, and Vasquez. Doan back to work for the Cyclones. Told you earlier, Chandler Marsh, Brooklyn righty reliever, is warming and continues to do so. So with Doan's pitch count at 57, see how much longer the leash is. Ready to face Vance Honeycutt for the second time tonight. Honeycutt popped out in foul ground, his first time up tonight. Righty arm against the righty bat, and our first pitch of the fourth. Breaking ball that misses in towards the knees. Count is 1 ball and no strikes. Honeycutt coming off a 2-for-4 day yesterday. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Good slider there from Doan. Honeycutt, a former high school quarterback. Won state titles in North Carolina. 1-1. Takes down and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. State champ in not only football, but baseball too. 2-1 delivery upcoming. Doan a short wind, and he deals. Honeycutt takes a strike on the inner half. Went to the soft stuff again, did Doan. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Honeycutt also a 2-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year during his time in Chapel Hill, a Tar Heel. 2-2. That is in there. Strike 3 call. Doan gave him a fastball right down the chute. Evidently, Honeycutt expecting something else. Did not lift the bat off the shoulder, and Nate Doan has his third strikeout. Now through 3 1/3. Bases empty, one guy, Jake Cunningham next. 0-for-1, a grounder to short his first time. Righty arm to the righty bat, and Cunningham takes a strike on the inner half. Nothing and one. Jake Meyer in a 1-for-18 funk right now. Fifth rounder back in 2023 out of Charlotte. It's a 0-1 foul to the net, first base way. Behind quickly, no balls and two strikes. Defense plays him pretty straight up. First baseman is Starling Mercado. A little bit off the line, shaded towards second. Outfield straight away. Ahead of an 0-2 delivery. Doan nods the affirmation. And now deals. Way upstairs. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Doan lucky nobody on base there, because surely they would have advanced on a wild pitch. Instead, a harmless ball number one to the righty swinging Cunningham. And the count 1-2. Cyclones leading it 2-0 here, top four. Aberdeen in search of something here offensively. 1-2 in the dirt. So from missing poorly high to missing way low, Doan spiked that one in the dirt. And it is even at 2-2. Next toss for Nate will be number 67 on the night. For someone who was strictly a reliever his sophomore year at Mississippi State was Doan. Before he came, a starter the following campaign as his 2-2 cut on and missed strike three. 93 on the gun from Doan. Certainly recognizing that he is nearing the end of the line. So reaching back and giving it everything he's got. Gilbert Gomez out of the dugout on the first base side. And that is going to be all for Dome here on this Friday night. Ends his day with a couple of strikeouts here in this top of the fourth. Chandler Marsh will come on with the bases empty and two gone here in the top of the fourth and a 2-0 Cyclone lead. Back in a moment on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of Baseball on the Boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. Chandler Marsh to take the spot of Nate Dome, who was outstanding through 3 2/3. Dome will get you his final line as his day comes to a close here at Maimonides Park. 3 2/3, 3 hits, no runs, walked only one, and struck out 4. One of the best starts for Dome. Perhaps maybe the best since joining Brooklyn here at the high A level. He departs with the bases empty and two gone. Chandler Marsh's first pitch is fouled back up over our hands and out towards the parking lot. Count is nothing and one to Jalen Vasquez, 0-1. A backwards K for Vasquez's first time up, one of those four Dome strikeouts. 0-1 to Vasquez, there's a strike. Good offering from Marsh there, who is now ahead, nothing and two. Numbers on Marsh so far this season for Brooklyn, 9 games, 1-0 record, 3.86 ERA. His 0-2 in the dirt, it's a ball and two strikes. 11 2/3 innings, 3 walks to 14 strikeouts, a sub-1 whip, walks hits per innings pitch at .94. Here's the 1-2, and that is skied in the air, third base side. It'll reach the seats, though, at about 10 rows deep, and the count stays right there at 1-2. Marsh 6'4", 245 from Greensboro, North Carolina. Hoping to grow up a Greensboro Grasshoppers fan. Team that Brooklyn is in a race with for the top spot in the North Division here in this first half. Ahead 1-2. Here's the pitch to Vasquez, and he pops it up. Left side of the infield. Third baseman Reimer ranging back to shallow left, makes the one-handed catch. Inning over. So Chandler Marsh comes on and does the job, retires the only batter he faces after Dome struck out a pair to start the frame. To the bottom of the fourth we go as Brooklyn faces the minimum in the top of the fourth. 2-0 Cyclone lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BK-LYN. Amazing starts here.
So far, so good for Brooklyn on this foggy, hazy Friday night on Coney Island. Cyclones lead it 2-0. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Gilbert Gomez and his staff ready to send 7-8-9 to the plate here in this home fourth. Mercado, De Los Santos, and Schreffler. If you're just joining us, both Brooklyn runs came home in that bottom half of the first inning. Nothing across on either side since then. Cohen Aitken back to work for his fourth inning. Aberdeen starter has not pitched poorly by any means so far. His first pitch of the fourth to a Starling Mercado is a bender for a strike on the outer black. And the count nothing and one. Mercado hitting at 338 this season for Brooklyn. Not an everyday player, a one. As Starling takes in the dirt, it's 1-1. But one of those guys, similar to our talking point from a couple of days ago, when he is given the opportunity, kind of like what we were saying earlier with Troy Schreffler, has certainly made the most of it and then some. Upright stance for the big lefty bat. 1-1 to him. And Mercado takes towards his spikes. It is 2-1. That fog has continued to stick around, which is only going to get more and more interesting the darker it gets as we approach nightfall. Just past the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And 2-1 home. Mercado, a ground ball to the shortstop, Arias. Barely had to move. Had to fire a quick throw over to first, but he did in time to get Mercado for the first out of the inning. Arias sort of waited on that baseball to come to him. Didn't really charge it. So needed a quick transfer, quick throw, both of which he executed well to get Mercado for out number one. Now here's Jeffrey De Los Santos trying to snap out of a 1-for-22 funk. Lefty batter takes outside. 1-0 to Jeffrey, playing left field tonight. In the lineup yesterday, 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Base is empty here and one away. Aitken delivers a 1-0, and that is outside. 2 balls and no strikes to De Los Santos. Infield around to the right. Third baseman De Los Santos, well off the line. 2-0 to Jeffrey De Los Santos. That's a strike on the outside corner. And the count is 2-1. And this Brooklyn squad, no home losses since May 3rd. 2-1 to De Los Santos, and Jeffrey takes another strike outside. And the count is 2-2. Cyclones have been outstanding, particularly offensively. They're 283 runs through last night's games, 14 more than anybody else in the South Atlantic League. Here's a 2-2. De Los Santos takes inside. And the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tied for the best batting average in all of High A at 263. Top three in OPS, 781 as a group. Payoff, and De Los Santos shoots it foul out to the third base concourse. And you get the sense, really, a big reason why all those numbers great. Part of the reason they are what they are is because of how little this Cyclone squad strikes out. A lot of high-quality at-bats. Good bat-to-ball skills, 1-9. 3-2 to De Los Santos, and just like that, Jeffrey draws a walk. Breaking ball, didn't have enough curvature on it. Misses outside for a ball, and that appears to be the end of the line for Cohen Aitken, the right-hander who was getting loose. And now Aberdeen will indeed make that call to the bullpen. So Aitken's day done. De Los Santos off of first will be his responsibility with one out here in this bottom of the fourth, and Troy Schreffler ready to come to bat. We'll step aside back with the conclusion of the bottom of the fourth after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Coney Island, Sambar called to the bullpen as we play on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Out of the game is the starter, Cohen. Aiken on is the right-hander, Wyatt Chaney, to make his second appearance in the series. 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, 24 years old from Bertram, Texas. Chaney last pitched on Tuesday night in the series, trying to strand a man aboard. Chaney, one on, one out.
Brooklyn hoping to get some production out of the nine batter Troy Streffler, trying to add to their 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. A blanket of fog hovering over the diamond as the first pitch to Troy Streffler is cut on and missed, and the count 0-1. Whenever I see fog on a baseball diamond, immediately brings me back to my Cape Cod days. I'm sure you'd agree, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
0-1. That's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Particularly Veterans Field in Chatham, Massachusetts. All the way out on the Cape. Not quite all the way up the elbow, but all the way out east. And that is where that fog buildup really was notorious. You'd get seemingly about a fog delay, a fog postponement once a week, it felt like, for those Chatham anglers. 0-2 on Streffler. De Los Santos off of first. And the righty Chaney comes home. That stays high. And the count is 1-2. De Los Santos off of first because he drew a walk. That was Cohen Aiken's last batter that he faced. Line not yet closed for Aiken with De Los Santos still aboard. Chaney glances back towards the runner. Now comes set at the belt. Another quick glance. De Los Santos prancing around. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Streffler down swinging on 91 upstairs. So Wyatt Chaney not out of the woods just yet, but that will certainly help his case. Strikes out Streffler as we turn the lineup card over to Carson Bench. Unofficially, Aiken's line. 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, only one of which were earned. Aberdeen, a couple of errors in the field tonight. 3 strikeouts and 4 walks. Carson Bench, 1-for-2. Throw over to first and almost got De Los Santos, who was sort of caught flat-footed after he tried to get a great secondary lead, but then realized, oh no, I got to get back. First pitch upcoming to the lefty, swinging Carson Bench. And Bench pops it up right into the fog. Left side of the infield, De Los Santos ranging back and in fair territory, makes the catch in shallow left to retire the side. So a nice job by Chaney, who comes in and retires the only two batters that he faces to strand that inherited runner. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk. To the fifth we go, 2-0 Brooklyn right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit brooklyncyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Moving right along on a Friday night on Coney Island, 2-0 Cyclone lead. Brooklyn coming into play today, 10 straight home wins. They have held Aberdeen in check to no runs on only 3 hits so far tonight. In large part because Nate Dome was awesome. 3 2/3 scoreless, only 1 walk to 4 strikeouts. Chandler Marsh came on and retired the only batter he faced to tie a bow on that 4th inning. And now as we go top 5, Marsh back out for what will be his first full inning out of the Brooklyn bullpen. And to take over play-by-play duties, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. So 7-8-9 due up against Chandler Marsh here in the top of the 5th inning. That fog has really picked up a bit over the last couple of minutes. The point now where you really can't make out the flagpole, at least from our vantage point, behind home plate. But it seems like it's been more impactful for us than it has been for the players so far tonight. First pitch to Anderson, De Los Santos outside. And the count 1-0. De Los Santos, one of Aberdeen's 3 hits tonight. Single to center his first time up, the 1-0. And this one hit in the air again to center. Back into his right is Bench. He can't see it at all. It's over his head and lands behind him. De Los Santos on his way to second. He's thrown out there. But Carson Bench could not see that baseball at all in the fog. He'll get an outfield assist because of it. And that's something we're certainly going to have to keep our eye on as the rest of this game unfolds. Great job by Brooklyn to get the out at second base. But Bench could not see that baseball at all out in straightaway center field. So De Los Santos will get credit for a base hit. He'll be thrown out at second base. That's the first out of the inning. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. And the count 0-1 on Anudis Mordaunt. 8-6 the out at second base. Mordaunt walked his first time up. And there is a strike on the inside corner. And Mordaunt quickly behind 0-2. Time called at home plate by Mordaunt. It's the kind of fog at this point. You look up towards the light stanchions right now, and you can see those clouds sort of flowing by from the ocean off towards Surf Avenue. The 0-2. This one hit on the ground through the left side, a base hit. So Anudis Mordaunt has his first hit of the day on base for the second time. And the Ironbirds with one on and one out. That'll bring up Ryan Stafford, lined out to short on a great diving catch by Baez back in the second inning. Starting to get to that point where the fog is hanging low enough that you can see a reflection on the clouds off the video board and left. A swing and a miss, 0-1 on Stafford. Just now you're starting to see it for those of you joining us on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV. Sort of start to make out some of that fog on your screen. Here's the pitch. This hit on the ground towards third, a foul ball. And the count remains at a 2-strike count on Ryan Stafford. But Chandler Marsh, first full inning of relief here tonight, has been quite the find for the Mets organization this year. Undrafted free agent last year out of Georgia, the pitch. Outside 1-2. Marsh coming into play today, and including today, he's thrown 10 consecutive scoreless innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts in that span. A 1-2 pitch, wind picks up, and that one at the knee, strike 3 called. Stafford down looking. Got him on the cutter at the bottom of the zone. So Chandler Marsh picks up the strikeout. 1-2 out. That'll bring up Austin Over. For Marsh, that is first strikeout today. Third baseman Reimer playing in. Overn has a bunt single and a double off the left field wall tonight. Wow, it is really picking up with this fog as there's a strike on the inside corner in the count 0-1. You can see it now starting to have an impact on our center field camera. sort of haze hanging over the diamond. One strike pitch at the knees and over and behind 0-2. We've talked about how this impacts the fielders and how it impacted Benj in this inning. You wonder how it may be impacting Aberdeen offensively right now here in the top of the fifth. The 0-2 to Overn bounces in there, smothered by Suero. A ball and two strikes on the Aberdeen outfielder. He's thrown out at the plate trying to score on a dirt ball after that double back in the third. Reimer playing off the line at third. Baez shaded up the middle, the 1-2. And a changeup misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Mordana, healthy leadoff first, 2-2. Drops in there, strike three called. Got him on a backdoor slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Marsh in the inning. And this now an official ball game here on Coney Island. No runs, two hits, one man left. It's a foggy Friday night in Brooklyn. Cyclones have a 2-0 lead on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network, Wyatt Cheney warming up for the bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Game four of this six-game series. Cyclones at a 2-0 lead. But the fog has started to create some havoc here at the ballpark. Saw Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn's manager, talking with the umpires before going out to his post at the third base coach's box to start this bottom of the fifth inning. Honestly, at this point, Johnny, I am surprised the umpires haven't had some sort of conversation with the managers at this point, especially after what happened defensively in the top of the inning. First pitch to Marco Vargas, grounded back to the mound. Now Wyatt Cheney will run to first, flip it there for the first out here of the fifth inning. I think Eduardo Nunez, Brooklyn's first base coach and bench coach, having that conversation with Larry Pettis, the base umpire right now up the first base line. But it's starting to get to the point for us where it's almost hard to make out the 4-12 marker in straightaway center field. Honestly, could barely make out the left fielder Jalen Vasquez as Jacob Reimer takes outside 1-0. And you're starting to really get a good glimpse of it now. Look at this center field camera. You can see the lights reflecting off the helmet. Is this one hit in the air, deep left field. Back goes Vasquez. I have no idea if it's fair or foul. It's a fair ball. It's a home run. The only person that saw it was the home plate umpire tonight. That's David Sabol. Eighth home run of the season for Jacob Reimer, and it's a 3-0 Cyclones lead. I mean, that ball got up in the air, and it was immediately shrouded by the clouds. And the Cyclones have a 3-0 lead. Well, I guess the hitters can see the baseball. Reimer's got a big smile on his face in that first base dugout. First pitch to Baez, fouled back, and the count 0-1. But man,
I knew Jacob Reimer had Superman powers. I didn't know he had X-ray vision, too.
As that breaking ball slips over the head of Baez in the count 1-1. So Reimer is eighth home run, his 35th RBI. Leads the league, rather leads the team in both categories. 1-1. Baez pops this one up. First base side. First baseman doesn't see it. Second baseman Stafford does. And skimming along the edge of the infield turf makes the catch for the second out. It's starting to get to the point where this is a player safety hazard. This is something. So here is Boston Barrow. And he takes high 1-0.
Yeah, if I didn't have my glasses on and I did not know that 412 was indeed the reading at center, I'm not sure I'd be able to make it out.
Barrow stinks this on the ground towards second. Backhanded by Stafford. High throw. Mordaunt keeps his foot on the bag. And the inning is over. Brooklyn gets a home run from Jacob Reimer in the inning. Although I think only the home plate umpire tonight, David Sabal, saw it. We head to the sixth. Cyclones a 3-0 lead. We'll see what happens here as Gilbert Gomez, Brandon Harris, the assistant athletic trainer for the Cyclones, just came out and said something to the base umpire. Glad that the assistant athletic trainer Harris was the one that finally came out and spoke to the umpire about just the safety aspect here right now. Both managers are talking with the umpires. Brooklyn's general manager, Kevin Mahoney, is down there up along the first base side as well. We're going to keep it right here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Sports Live app as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Chandler Marsh warming up on the mound. The Cyclones very slowly taking the field for the top of the sixth inning. But this is some sort of weather situation right now here on Coney Island.
And the icing on the cake is that there is rain coming.
I feel like that's the sort of the harbinger of that. I mean, you can barely make out the parachute jump down the right field line. Now that the lights are out on it, you can't see it at all. As far as you know, it's not there except if you look at the very top of the parachute jump, you can sort of make out that flashing white light that sort of serves as a lighthouse. And, yeah, now finally, David Sabal, as Chandler Marsh is warming up, saying everybody get off the field. This game's going to enter a fog delay here before the start of the top of the sixth inning. Well, might have a fog delay, but there's no delay in the fun. King Henry is taking advantage of this opportunity and running with it. Almost quite literally. I thought he was going to get into a dance-off with Leandro Arias, who was getting ready to... I saw somebody from... I don't know if that's the Brooklyn grounds crew. I think it is. Walking alongside Kevin Mahoney right now. The fans are booing. Or at least some fans are. Ones are within earshot on. You see Sabal and Pettis walking off the field towards the breezeway that leads into the umpire's locker room. You see David Sabal motion with his fingers, miming a phone call signal. Maybe an umpire supervisor, somebody going to speak with the umpires momentarily. But even in my days in the Cape League, Johnny, I don't remember anything like this.
No, I'm right there with you. This is, it's honestly bringing me back to the day a couple of summers ago where the sky was orange because of those Canadian wildfires. Not that the sky is orange right now, but just a similar kind of, you got to be here in person to really see it. The pictures do not do it justice.
The best example of it right now is if we can get a shot sort of wide of the field at the moment, and I think that's exactly what we're doing. We've got these multicolored lights along the light stanchions here, that are going off right now. The ballpark is literally changing with the changing colors of the lights because of the fact that there is so much fog around the ballpark that the reflection from those lights is ricocheting off the clouds and illuminating the entire diamond gold and blue and pink. It sounds like there's going to be another discussion. The umpires, general manager Kevin Mahoney, both managers Ryan Gall and Gilbert Gomez, probably in about a half an hour from now. But this is one scene on Coney Island that we have not seen in our 2.5 years here.
No, sure. Not at all.
You can sort of see the players in Brooklyn's first base dugout all sort of lingering around by the home plate entrance and exit of the ballpark. Chris Suero coming out of the dugout to talk with his family and friends that are located right alongside the dugout. Jacob Reimer hanging around over there. Looks like Carson Bench as well. And credit to the umpires, credit to training staff, credit to Brooklyn's executive staff for making the right call here. Not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. You want to get as much baseball in as humanly possible. But considering Carson Bench couldn't see the ball in center, and Anudis Mordaunt had trouble picking up that pop of it first base. A decision needed to be made. And for now, we are in a fog delay here on Coney Island. 3-0 Brooklyn here on the top of the sixth inning. Give you a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we take a little break to try and sort of figure out what the plan of attack here is going forward. But right now across the South Atlantic League, Greenville and Jersey Shore playing a doubleheader. Greenville winning game one against the Blue Claws 6-4. Game two right now a 5-1 drive lead, middle of the fifth inning. The game that Cyclone fans following most closely right now, Bowling Green Greensboro, they had to complete a suspended game from earlier in the week and then play another nightcap today. Game one, a 7-inning game going the way of Bowling Green. They beat Greensboro 2-1. Yan Diaz, a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the seventh. That's the difference in that one as Bowling Green wins 2-1. Because of that win, Brooklyn entered this game today a half game up on Greensboro in the North Division. Game two right now in the bottom of the fourth inning. That is a full 9-inning game. That is also tied at one in the bottom of the fourth. Garrett Edwards for Bowling Green, Christian Curtis for Greensboro. Bottom of the sixth in Georgia, Roma trailing Asheville by a score of 3-2. Anderson Brito going against Garrett Bauman. Elsewhere in the league, end of six in Hudson Valley. How about Wilmington? They've got a 4-0 lead on the Renegades right now. End of six, Brooklyn will travel to Wilmington this weekend, or rather next week, I should say, for next week's series. Tyler Stewart, old friend, making his second rehab start with Wilmington. 5 shutout, 2 hit innings. As technology is a wonderful thing. They've got the Met game now up on the video board in left center field. You can see it for those of you that are watching our Bally Sports Live and MILB.TV feed. Only other game in the league going on tonight, that is in South Carolina. Hub City, a 7-1 lead on Winston-Salem right now. They even got the audio feed. Got Gary, Keith, and Ron coming through the Maimonides Park speakers right now. Maybe not. Maybe it's just a raw audio feed of the stadium. Not hearing anything from
just
Gary.
The crowd
noise. Just hearing the pop of the glove. Maybe they need to put us on the microphone and do some play-by-play for the game going on in Queens right now. But we'll give you a little look at the Cyclones around the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Right now, the Mets, the game on the video board here at the ballpark, a 3-0 lead on the Rockies in the top of the sixth inning. David Peterson against Kyle Freeland. Francisco Lindor, leadoff home run. Starling Marte added a solo shot. Triple-A Syracuse scoreless with Iowa Cubs affiliate in the second inning. Justin Hagenman making the start for Triple-A Syracuse. Double-A Binghamton had their game completed early due to rain. They shut out Chesapeake Orioles affiliate in seven innings, 2-0. How about Zach Thornton getting credit for a complete game, 2-hit shutout because of that rain-shortened game. 8 strikeouts for Thornton. He's really settled in nicely at Double-A after his great start here in Brooklyn. Single-A St. Lucie, another first-place team in the Mets organization. They lead Palm Beach 9-1 in the top of the seventh inning. A multi-home run game today for Trace Wilhoit. Now has 7 home runs on the year for Single-A St. Lucie. Edgar Moretta, 5 innings, 1 unearned run, 1 hit allowed. Florida Complex lead Mets falling to the Cardinals earlier today, 3-1. So we're going to take a little break here as, well, like you guys at home, trying to figure out exactly what's going on here on this Friday night. We're in a fog delay right now here at the ballpark, and we will hope to give you some sort of update within the next 10, 15 minutes or so as to what might be happening with the rest of this ball game. This is an official game, though. This is an official game. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead through 5. At some point, you'd imagine the top of the 6 going to get underway, but this is a 3-0 Brooklyn lead as we wait out the fog here on Coney Island.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get 2 drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get 2 drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here. Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fry-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, yo, lady.
Oh.
I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadambowitz with you. Fog delay here on Coney Island right after the end of the fifth inning. Now Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. This is an official ball game here on Coney Island. The umpires had just emerged from third base breezeway. He's talking with general manager Kevin Mahoney and then just went back into the breezeway towards the umpire locker room here. There still are players and coaches on either side lingering around on the field on either side. As a matter of fact, there's a whole slew of Ironbirds and Cyclones talking to one another in front of Brooklyn's first base dugout. Chris Suero, Starling Mercado, looks like Diego Mosquera, Leandro Arias, and another member of Aberdeen who has a sweatshirt on, so unable to tell what jersey number he's got on. But right now we are in a fog delay. Expect another meeting between the umpires, the managers, the executive staff here in the next 10 to 15 minutes. But still a heavy fog around the ballpark. Maybe not quite as brutal as it was about 10, 15 minutes ago. But certainly still an impact on the way everything looks and feels around the ballpark here tonight. But it all really began in the top of the fifth inning. Leadoff batter Anderson De Los Santos hit a fly ball to center that Carson Bench never saw. And thankfully for Brooklyn, Bench able to pick it up on a bounce, fire to second base, and threw out Anderson De Los Santos trying to stretch that hit into a double. The fog wouldn't really factor in again until the bottom of the inning. Jacob Reimer hit a home run that no one up here, at least the press level, could make out. And you couple that with a pop fly later in the inning on the right side of the infield that Anudis Mordaunt couldn't see. Ryan Stafford, though, could, and ultimately made the catch while milling along the edge of the infield turf. So right now we got the Mets game on the video board and left, and everyone just sort of patiently waiting around to see what happens next here on this Friday night. But as Johnny and I have said, we have certainly not seen anything quite like this in our time here on Coney Island. Definitely seen some foggy days, more so when we arrived to the ballpark, maybe in an early morning, late morning, early afternoon.
I think that's the only time. Sometimes during the day games when we're here nice and early, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, yeah, our walk in from the parking lot, it's got kind of that morning haze, that morning fog. That's kind of what this is reminding me of right now, honestly.
But it certainly is hanging way lower now than it does on an average day here on Coney Island. Definitely had some games impacted by fog over the years here at this ballpark, located right on the banks at the shores of the Atlantic Ocean. And honestly, tonight, if you couldn't make out, the only reason you can make out the Riegelman Boardwalk on the right-hand side of the field off towards the ocean is because there are lights all along the railings of the boardwalk out there in right field. But it is a foggy Friday night. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead through five. Brooklyn scoring two runs in the first inning. An RBI double by Jesus Baez. An error off the bat of Austin Barrow brought in another run. And then Jacob Reimer homering through the fog in the fifth. That has been all three runs here today. And as you mentioned, this is an official ball game right now. Already been one game in the Mets organization today. One Mets Orioles game in minor league baseball today that's already been impacted by weather. That was Double A Binghamton and Chesapeake had a game called in the seventh inning due to rain. I do believe we've had some precipitation here tonight. Just looking at the tables in front of us that don't have the overhang coverage here in the press box. And you can sort of see the reflection of some damp spots, beaded up water. Honestly, even if it was raining, it's really sort of hard to make it out between the fog. Maybe fittingly so. Well, that is the situation right now. 3-0 Brooklyn through five. Fog delay here at the ballpark. And we'll step aside again for another few moments. When we come back, we'll hopefully have another update for you. I got thrown off by the Jack Black Minecraft music blaring through the speakers right now. But we'll come back in a couple of minutes, try and give you another update on what's happening. But right now it is still foggy. It is still 3-0 Brooklyn. And we are still waiting to figure out what will happen next on this Friday night. You're watching on Valley Sports Live at MILB TV and listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Valley Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes. We'll bring the beach.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, for a real bite of New York.
Well, both managers, Ryan Gaul for Aberdeen and Gilbert Gomez for Brooklyn, right now a little of the way up the first base line, talking with Cyclones general manager Kevin Mahoney. Both umpires, David Sabal, Larry Pettis, haven't made their way back out from the umpires room here at the ballpark. Still plenty of fog hovering around the stadium. The only question is whether or not there is enough of it to prevent this game from continuing tonight. Assistant General Manager Billy Harner walking out in that direction as well. Here come the umpires, Sabal and Pettis. Sabal is walking towards home plate. Pettis is standing by the third base dugout. Now finally walking over in that direction. Umpires, managers, general manager making the decision. Billy Harner sort of up the first base line.
Watching the Met game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they literally just watching the Met game right now out there for support. So right now, Mahoney, Gomez, Gaul, Sabal, and Pettis all discussing what exactly is going to transpire the rest of tonight. Are we going to continue playing baseball, or is this game over? We'll know by hand signals sooner rather than later. Right now, Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead, and a handshake between both managers, the umpires, and I'm not a master student in body language and sign language, but I'm pretty sure that handshake means this ball game is over. And it is waved off by David Sabal. This ball game is over, and for the 11th consecutive time in the most anticlimactic way, over the course of this streak, the Cyclones have won 11 consecutive home games. Pick up their second shutout of the homestand, a 3-0 win over Aberdeen here tonight. Cyclones now 19 games over 500 at 34-15. They will maintain a game lead at the very least in the North Division going into Saturday. They have clinched another series, but this game is over here tonight. The Brooklyn Cyclones win it by a final of 3-0 here in Brooklyn. So putting a bow on this one tonight, winning pitcher in this ballgame will be Chandler Marsh for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Marsh goes an inning and a third, no runs, two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts, 19 pitches, 14 strikes. Losing pitcher will be Cohen Aiken. He drops to 2-4 overall, or actually 3-3 overall. 3 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Final line score, Aberdeen, no runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They left 4. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 5. Final time of game tonight going to be right at about 2 hours and change. 2 hours and 15 minutes as now Rick Rossetto making the announcement over the public address system here at Maimonides Park. You hear some groans already coming out from the fans, sort of having an idea of what was going to come, and now the boos bellow out. And now those boos tune into cheers as they realize the Brooklyn Cyclones win the ballgame. What a roller coaster, no pun intended, over the course of the last hour or so, Johnny.
Crazy. What a crazy sequence. We'll give you a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long on this abbreviated Friday night here at the ballpark. Couple of games final. Of course, that Greensboro Bowling Green completion from yesterday that we were telling you about did end up being a 2-1 hot rod win. So that is where Brooklyn picked up the half a game. And obviously with the win today now, that becoming a full game, but potentially could come back down to a half a game depending on how game two shapes up between Greensboro and Bowling Green. And speaking of that game right now, they are in the bottom of the fifth. It is a 4-1 Grasshopper lead. Other scores from around the league at this point, Greenville and Jersey Shore, they are final. They already played a doubleheader today, did the drive, and the Blue Claws and Greenville captured them both, 6-1 and 6-4 winners. Outside of that, you've got Hope City leading Winston-Salem 7-2 in the top half of the seventh inning. Wilmington having their way with Hudson Valley tonight, and that's good for the Cyclones trying to create some distance between themselves and the Renegades, who currently occupy that number 3 spot in the standings. 4-0 Blue Rock lead, top of the ninth up in Wappingers Falls. Asheville and Rome are knotted up at 3 in the middle of the eighth inning, so a good finish in store there down in Georgia. And we already told you about Greensboro leading Bowling Green 4-1 through 5 innings down in North Carolina. Mets affiliate scoreboard for you on this Friday night. Of course, the big league club in action right now, a little north of here. 3-2 lead on top of Colorado. They are in the bottom of the seventh. David Peterson, 5 2/3 of one run ball. Francisco Lindor, a solo home run, a couple of runs scored. Starling Marte, also a solo shot in that one for New York. Mets minor league teams for you on this Friday before we say so long. AAA Syracuse, a 3-2 lead on the road in Iowa in the bottom of the third. AA Binghamton, they took down Chesapeake 2-0 in a 7-inning contest. Limited Chesapeake to only 2 hits in that ball game, did Binghamton. And Justin told you earlier, Zach Thornton, outstanding. 6 innings, no runs, complete game shutout for Mr. Thornton. 2 walks to 8 strikeouts as he improves to 2-0 with AA Binghamton. Offensively in the game, a multi-hit day for Nick LaRusso, the former Cyclone, and a run scored for Jet Williams and Kevin Parada in that contest as well. Tying a bow on the minor league affiliate scoreboard, Single A St. Lucie, 13-1 lead on top of Palm Beach in the top of the eighth. Outstanding day at the office for the St. Lucie Mets. Florida Complex League Mets falling to the FCO Cardinals squad 3-1, the final today. Back at it tomorrow as Brooklyn will go for a 12th straight home win.
And hopefully the fog will stay away. We'll get through a full 9 at the ballpark here tomorrow. First 2,500 fans in the gates tomorrow. We'll get a Kodai Senga bobblehead giveaway as part of Halfway to Halloween Night at the ballpark. Gates open 5 o'clock tomorrow. Johnny and I on the pregame starting at 5:45, 6 o'clock the first pitch. Noah Hall will get the ball. 3-3, 286 ERA. He'll go against the lefty Luis De Leon, who will make his first start with Aberdeen this season again. Gates open 5 o'clock. Our coverage 5:45, 6 o'clock the first pitch. First 2,500 fans tomorrow getting that Kodai Senga Ghost bobblehead. Postgame fireworks after the game as the Cyclones will try and make it 5 wins in a row and 12 straight here at home. So that'll do it for us tonight for our ownership group, Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our Brooklyn Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, our entire cast of characters behind the scenes in the AV room, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, Jamal Clark, our camera crew, and as always for my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Roxing. So long from foggy Coney Island, your final in 5 tonight due to the fog. The Brooklyn Cyclones 3. And the Aberdeen Ironbirds, nothing. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening for Game 5 of the series. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everybody. So long and good night from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.